CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Midsummer is showing its true colors in a big way. Heat alerts are up across about two-thirds of the country, with feels-like temperatures in some places about to hit 110 degrees. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
We've got this heat that is locked in place. Essentially, the jet stream has gone way to the north. It has allowed moisture from the Gulf to come in, which is bringing the humidity, and it's also allowing hot air to come up from the south as well. Those two together, the heat and humidity, gives you the dangerous heat index we will see today and really through the end of the week.
And it's not just here.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. After the hottest June since records began, much of Europe's in the grips of a blistering July. Greece is one of the tourist destinations under a heat alert this week.
We are staying inside during the middle of the day.
Lots of water, lots of ice cream, and sunscreen.
Temperatures above 110 degrees. The heat waves have hit Europe earlier this summer and harder.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is expected to begin speaking soon at a banking conference in Washington, D.C. One top Trump administration official is softening his stance after President Trump's call for the head of the Fed to resign. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tells Fox Business.
There's nothing that tells me that he should step down right now. He's been a good public servant.
The president's frustrated over the Fed's refusal to lower interest rates. The head of the UN's cultural agency says she regrets the U.S. decision to withdraw from UNESCO, though she says she's not surprised. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Trump made the same move during his first term, but the Biden administration had the U.S. rejoin the agency in 2023. The White House says Trump believes UNESCO has an anti-Israel bias and supports woke, divisive cultural and social causes that are out of step with the common sense policies Americans voted for in November.
Sitcom fans and fellow actors mourning the loss of The Cosby Show's Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Dad, I thought about what you said, and I see your point.
Thank you. Thank you.
Warner, who played Bill Cosby's son Theo on the show, drowned when he was swept away in a rip current while he was vacationing in Costa Rica. Cosby tells CBS's Jerika Duncan he's spoken with Felicia Rashad, who played his TV wife.
We were embracing each other over the phone about a dearly beloved friend.
The Costa Rican Red Cross says a second person who was in the water at the same resort in Limon is in critical condition. Malcolm Jamal Warner was 54 years old. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An extreme heat watch is in effect starting tomorrow, running through Thursday. Heat index values are expected to reach 106. We'll get a look at the forecast coming up. Kenosha is hosting the world's largest AMC car show this week, with events running today through Sunday. The main event is happening Saturday at Kennedy Park. Car fans can enjoy cruise-ins, open houses, and a celebration of Kenosha's rich auto history. There's a listing of all of the events available at the Kenosha History Center's website. Sonnenberg Schools in Racine is expanding and will open a second campus in the former Cops and Kids building. The new site will serve students in grades 6 through 12. You can go deeper on that story online today at RacineCountyEye.com. Wisconsin school districts are struggling to find enough bus drivers as numbers continue to fall. A proposed bill in Madison would make it easier for seniors to keep their licenses and could help ease the shortage as schools get ready to start classes. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
a shutout in Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-0 shutout win over the Seattle Mariners. The crew held hitless until the top of the sixth when Joey Ortiz got on base, then slid into home plate. FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Contreras, a high fly into right. Ortiz back to tag. Hand zone under it. Makes the catch. Here's the throw home. Ortiz slides. He's safe. 1-0 Brewers on the sac fly by Contreras.
Ortiz kicking off a four-run inning. Pat Murphy.
Then Terang, and then Contreras sack, and then Yelly base hit, and then Churio missile, and Collins walk. I mean, that's seven quality at-bats in a row. That's what you have to do. You got to stack them. That's how you get crooked numbers, if you stack them. And yeah.
So for now, Milwaukee has the best win-loss record in baseball and one game ahead of the Cubs. They lost 12-4 to the Royals at Wrigley Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644, and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 83 this afternoon. Tonight, 72. Tomorrow, sunny, hot, and humid. Our high, 95 with a heat index over 100. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny, 91 with thunderstorms. Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
News, timeless hits, WRJN with the Shy Lights. Have you seen her? Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. Good news. It's not Monday anymore.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
She loves me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls have a side, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. I've
his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down, they bring in a couple more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. I know he'd be a poor man if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High.
To hear John Denver again, huh? On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me. Boy, I'll tell you, it's going to be a nice day today. We'll check the forecast in a couple of minutes and the Sand and Surf Report as well on the way, plus a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. A lot coming up today. You don't want to miss it. Keep it here. WRJN.
A toe-tapping tribute to the love of musical theater, The Drowsy Chaperone, continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Dust off your favorite record, place the needle in a groove, and settle into your cozy armchair as you're transported to the world of an imaginary 1928 musical. It's jam-packed with mistaken identities, larger-than-life characters, madcap hijinks, and flashy dance numbers all the way to the altar. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Serving Southeast Wisconsin, WRJN, playing timeless hits with local news. It's what we do. Thank you.
With you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. The sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The wills of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to a neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
More than a song, more than a poem. That is Philosophy from Simon and Garfunkel. Here's our homegrown philosopher, Stuart J. Waddles, in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 106. That's the heat index expected tomorrow through Thursday, with an extreme heat watch in effect for most of southern and eastern Wisconsin. It runs from tomorrow morning through Thursday night. With the heat, it raises the risk of heat-related illness. Officials urge people to stay hydrated, avoid the sun, and to check on vulnerable neighbors. Cooling centers will likely be opening. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Hornets, Ambassadors, Pacers, and Eagles are coming home to Kenosha. The world's largest AMC car show starts today and runs through Sunday. The main event of the Kenosha Homecoming Car Show is Saturday in Kennedy Park. Throughout the week, there will be cruise-ins, open houses, and special events at historic AMC sites. Auto production in Kenosha started in 1902, and the AMC brand was one of the most long-lasting.
cars stopped being built in Kenosha back in 1988, with engine manufacturing lasting until 2010. There's a full rundown of the auto events on the Kenosha History Center's website. And Sonnenberg Schools in Racine is expanding. The Racine County Eye reports the school is taking over the former Cops and Kids building as its second campus. The new site will serve students in grades 6 through 12. You can go deeper on that story online today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 83 this afternoon. Tonight, 72. Tomorrow, sunny, hot, and humid. Our high, 95 with a heat index over 100. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny, 91 with thunderstorms. Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Hits WRJN with the Beach Boys.
Wait a minute.
No Beach Boys. Where are the Beach Boys? On break, what? Coffee? Get them in here. Tell them Studio A, please. Okay, guys, gather around the microphone. Let's try it. Take two.
We come on this sloop, John B.
Thank you.
My grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did roam. Drinking all night. Got into a fight.
Right now.
the five stair steps. Ooh, Child, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. The 1970s, what was the biggest album, in your opinion? Okay, not a matter of how many copies were sold or how much money it made. What was the biggest album of the 70s? Perhaps the most important one, your favorite one, the most memorable, the one you had to buy more than one copy of because you wore the first one out. Was it Rumors by Fleetwood Mac? Was it Saturday Night Fever? Was it Tapestry? Well, Carole King had one of the biggest albums of the 1970s and followed it up with a number of great songs, one of which is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, and it's coming next on WRJN.
It's the greatest pop rock of the 60s and 70s, the Happy Together Tour 2025 with the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, The Vogues, and The Cow Sills. August 10th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at Wisconsin State Fair. Get tickets now at WIStateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Summer means kick stands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
The Racine Raiders continue their quest for another consecutive championship. The league playoffs are underway, and Saturday night, the Raiders travel to the Motor City Rams for the second round of the playoffs. 5:45 is the pregame, 6 o'clock is the kickoff. We've got Racine Raider football playoff action Saturday on your home for the Racine Raiders, WRJN.
TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that has been on the radio for a while. This one from Carole King. Okay, Carole King, songwriter since the early 60s, right? And then she started recording on her own, almost reluctantly. She didn't want to be a performer. She just wanted to be a songwriter. But she kind of got nudged into the performer role, and we're glad she did. So many great songs. 1971, there was Tapestry. What a great album. One of the all-time best, before or since. Then, later that same year, it was followed up by Carole King Music. Another great album, had the song Sweet Seasons on it. 1972, less than a year after that, in October, she released an album called Rhymes and Reasons. And on there was a song that managed to get only to number 24 or so. But what a great song from her. The song, Been to Canaan. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget for this morning. Carol King on WRJN. Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning on WRJN, one of the all-time great female singers, alongside Linda Ronstadt, Carly Simon, Stevie Nicks. Who am I leaving out? I'll tell you who I'm leaving out. The person who's going to do the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget this afternoon at 1:45-ish. It's one of her most forgotten songs, but it charted. And it qualifies as a great Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. 1:45-ish this afternoon. Be here on WRJN.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line. Yeah. baby does the hanky panky. Yeah, my baby does the hanky panky.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A brutal heat dome will make for a torrid Tuesday around much of the country.
It will feel like 110 degrees in places from Kansas City northeast to Milwaukee and south to the upper Gulf Coast. Skylar Moss manages landscape crews in Memphis, Tennessee. Extreme heat may prompt her to change schedules.
I try to encourage my guys to take as many breaks as they feel that they need. You know, and if it's just like absurd, ridiculous, then we can move things around.
Midweek temperatures across the middle of the country will be 10 to 15 degrees above normal for this time of year. Jim Krasulis, CBS News.
Some parents and children will cool off at the mall where prices are what's heating up.
Some 30% of back-to-school shoppers for the upcoming school year say inflation is changing the way they shop, according to a new Bankrate survey. That's down slightly from 32% last year. Fewer Americans also say that back-to-school expenses are putting pressure on their finances. 20% say the costs are straining their budgets, down from 31% in 2022.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tells Fox Business. He's headed overseas as a mid-August